This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Marla is a 23-year-old graduate student who came to my clinic last week. The nurse's triage note said only, "private matter to discuss with you." When I entered the room, Marla blushed, and she directed her gaze at the corner of the room and sort of smiled. As it turns out, she has her first boyfriend, and she is concerned because he teases her for always blushing when she's around him and she wants help. So this was actually my first request for help with blushing. In 1872, Charles Darwin, the evolutionary biologist, wrote, "Blushing is the most peculiar and most human of all expressions." Now, by blushing, Marla and I mean the spontaneous reddening or darkening of the face, the neck, and the upper chest, the activation of what's called the blushing zone. From a biological perspective, blushing is caused by the dilation of small blood vessels in this blushing zone, which in turn leads to increased blood flow. People differ in their nerves that innervate these small blood vessels and in the number of hormone receptors in the blushing region. This explains why some people, like Marla, are far more likely to blush. Also, her fair skin color makes her blushing much more obvious. People all over the world blush, although we differ in terms of how often, the intensity, what provokes a blush, and how visible our blushes are. Researchers who study blushing report that women are more frequent blushers than men, young people more active blushers than older people, and people from certain cultures, such as the United Kingdom, blush more than others. Blushing rarely occurs on its own. It's often accompanied by other behaviors such as the eyes looking away, increased body motion, and a smile or grin. While blushing is triggered by emotions, it's a very different physiologic phenomena than hot flashes or flushing from alcohol consumption or anxiety. Blushing leads to decreased heart rates and decreased blood pressure. This is the exact opposite of what we see in anxiety. So why do humans blush? Blushing appears to be linked to both self-consciousness and conspicuousness. Three settings drive most blushing behaviors: a threat to public identity, receiving feedback, and scrutiny. Of course, scrutiny need not be negative. It could follow the positive act of receiving an award or somebody singing happy birthday to you in public. Psychoanalysts feel that blushing is a conversion reaction, a way to exhibit an earlier emotional issue that's been repressed. It also could be a social and evolutionary response intended to avoid aggression. We see some similar behaviors in other primates as they seek to make themselves less threatening and more likable, and perhaps more submissive by signaling embarrassment to others who may have wanted to attack. Marla was disappointed that I had no medicine that could help her. I suggested behavioral therapy might help, but also suggested she might want to just accept her blushing as a part of who she is and have a sense of humor about it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.